This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. Italy's parliament began Thursday voting for a new head of state to succeed President Giorgio Napolitano, whose term ends on May 15th. The vote is a crucial step towards the stalemate since an inconclusive election in February, which left no party with enough support to form a government. Centre-left leader Pier Luigi Bersani on Wednesday proposed former Senate Speaker Franco Marini as its candidate, risking a split in his Democratic Party. Meanwhile, the five-star movement led by comic Beppe Grillo has backed academic Stefano Rodotà. I spoke to Professor of International Relations at the American University of Rome, James Walston, about the President's role as head of state. The President's role in Italy, perhaps you could describe the role as the President, what he does.
President is the final guarantor of the Constitution. He's the symbol of the nation, and he represents the nation in good times and bad times. The constitutional role is also a flexible one. It's like a concertina. When the rest of the political system is functioning well, the president is just there to cut ribbons and go to funerals and state occasions. When things go badly, as they have done over the last couple of years, the president steps in and has powers, unofficial powers, which have been used very effectively by President Napolitano. So at the moment, the president is a much more important person than he normally is.
You've come to a question that I was just going to ask you about the importance of having a new president in place in the hopes that it can really resolve the stalemate in the election.
The stalemate, one of the reasons for the present stalemate is that that Napolitano is constitutionally barred from dissolving parliament in his final 6 months, we're in the final month and a half. So he cannot use the sort of nuclear option available to the president to get the politicians to agree on anything. The new president will be able to do that. And, of course, that doesn't mean that he or she will be able to form a government and force the politicians to form a government. But without that, there's no possibility.
With regard to the candidates, who's out there and what are they like?
Well, as with the formation of the government, the president needs more than just the Democratic Party's votes. They will have to have help from somebody. And that will either come from the Beppe Grillo movement, the five-star movement, or it will come from Berlusconi's People of Freedom. And the compromise candidate that Bersani came up with is Franco Marini, who is a very worthy figure. He has been around for a long time. He's a Christian Democrat. He's been a trades union leader. He has been the Speaker of the Senate. But he is not approved. He is not supported by large portions of the Democratic Party. He would be acceptable to the right as well, but he is not supported strongly by the left, by the center-left. And the fact that he should be elected, he should have been elected at the first ballot with the PD and the PDL, but the fact that he hasn't been means that a lot of people on both sides in the secrecy of the ballot voted against him. So they're going to have to find another compromise candidate. After the fourth ballot, which is tomorrow afternoon, Friday afternoon, then a simple majority is enough. So the PD, with a few supporters, a dozen or so supporters from other parts, will be able to elect somebody. And that could be somebody, the Grillo candidate, who's Stefano Rodotà, a very eminent lawyer, academic lawyer, man who headed the privacy agency, the government privacy monitoring agency, and a man who's independent of the parties. He's on the left, but he has been independent of political parties for a long time. There was a candidate who seems to have gone away for the moment, which is Emma Bonino. She would be the first woman president. She is disliked by the two major parties, but not sufficiently not to vote her. The only serious prejudice comes from the church, because she has been strongly critical of the church. There are other people, lesser candidates at the moment, but if they go on for a long time without coming to some sort of compromise, then other people will come forward as compromise candidates.